good evening, good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And got some amazing information again. It's I have the first time in a reduced to judgment case. I can't put the person's name out, but I've posted all the briefing in the my IRS list, which, by the way, is $250 postal money order. Or the best way is to use Walmart. I found that's even more reliable. Or if you can't afford it, just send me an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. That's IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. And say you can't afford it and just tell me why. And I'll add you. Because there's going to be some amazing stuff coming out. I've done a lot of posting. I did 7 posts on this particular case where the IRS, I've got 2 cases now. I've got a, what I've been involved with providing research in is James McAlpine at Books and Records. And they packed up and left. The IRS packed up on Books and Records and left. That's the only one I've ever seen. There might be more out there, but I don't know. And I didn't realize what we did with a letter, which is not in the case, but it was about the 3 forms that the IRS has supposed to use. Found out about that later on in John Thornton's case in Minnesota. Now, this one is really unique because I got in at the tail end of a reduced to judgment case with the IRS, and they'd already done a judgment. They'd already put a motion for sale. And we filed in, I say we, I provide research material because I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. I do research. They have to change it around, and then they can okay it and take it, add whatever they want to do to it. So they filed it and move it back and forth. And it stopped the sale. The I'm going to call her the major inquisitor, because that's what these courts are. I'm going to get to that too later in the show. She made the U.S. of A., which does, there is no counsel for the United States of America in any of these United States district courts. That's a, one of the many things that we brought up. I made him answer, and I say we, the party, got a chance to do a reply. Then the magistrate had to do a recommendation report. Objection was filed to that. Docket 167 is an amazing read with the attachments. And the judge, in chief inquisitor, agreed with all the nonsense, but they step around the stuff now, such as found out we've been pleading subject matter jurisdiction wrong, and they enlightened us. You keep pushing on these people, they will, you can flush them out. And she agreed, this person, this would have to be a woman judge, and she is really a coward. I've dealt with her before in cases. She is really, as they say, a piece of you-know-what. And then she gets around on the last thing and said, this case or this action is dismissed with prejudice. Ball game's over. And the attorney for the government, it's not really the government per se, because our republic's been overthrown, but he's working for the supposedly for the United States of America, but then he swaps it over to the United States. He sends an email to the party, and he's crying on his shoulder. Well, what am I going to do about a sale? This case has been dismissed with prejudice. I'm out of luck. So he emails this guy, the parties, and he also emailed the judge. Now, this was done on the 14th. And as far as I know, once a case has been dismissed with prejudice, I don't think it can be retrieved from the depths of the bowels of hell. I don't know, but I've never seen one like this. And the only thing that I could think of, it's just like in James McAlpine case when they dismissed the books and records. You'll never figure out from the case, because it's not even in the case, why they dismissed it. And only by keep pushing, like in John Thornton's case, we finally it made sense. Because the tax court and those three forms that they're supposed to use, of which they never do all three of them normally, they didn't want that exposed, and that the tax court stuff is totally separate from these kangaroo United States district courts. But it just takes a while. You just have to keep pushing on these. We now know, thanks to all the people that I've provided research that have we fought, and we've got to have somebody to go test this stuff. It's just like flying an airplane at the past the speed of sound. You're not going to figure out what your problems are. Do you get the puppy up there and put the pedal to the metal and see what happens? Got them to admit this. These are things they've admitted now. In a books and records case with the IRS, you will always, without exception, see the summons, you will always find a declaration tied usually to a public record. And if in the first instance, these are all like summary judgments. And what is a summary judgment? A summary judgment requires evidence to dispute each and every alleged fact. And if you do not do that from the very first instance, they will make statements like, that ship's already sailed. So if you don't do that and put in a affidavits disputing each and everything in the declaration, each and every fact, saw this especially in John Thornton's case. This was a real important test case on a lot of stuff. Then they, in their world, will say it rises to clear and convincing evidence because it's undisputed. And undisputed, I found another really neat word that I saw, because I have a dictionary that I make up on words that I get from these judges. Unassailable. That unassailable facts, not subject to dispute. Oh, I like that. I'm going to be using that puppy a lot. Unassailable fact. But they do that. And if you don't do it, and how do they do it on the reduced to judgment cases? They do reduced to judgment with no sworn testimony in open court, usually. Well, how can you do that? How can you take somebody's property and nobody gets up on the stand and says, I'm here and here's my facts and here's the law? And you say, how do they do that? Same game. You will always find a declaration by an IRS agent with some public record, usually the notices of federal tax lien, or they'll file a Liz Pendens to lock the property up. Well, how do they get evidence? Well, first of all, if you don't dispute the whole thing, you've already lost. The next thing they do, the other thing they do, is a typical star chamber trick. These are all star chambers, by the way. All these courts are all star chambers. Just variations. And they get you to admit what they want. How do they do that? Well, what they do is, the people don't know enough, and how would we? Which, by the way, we're going to have a case now to test this other case. This is a gentleman in Massachusetts. His name is Toppin. And it's 4-17-CharlieVictor-40011. 4-17-CharlieVictor-40011. We're going to try the depositions. We're going to try the admissions. We're going to try the interrogatories. We're going to give them one hell of a run for their money. Because the state of Massachusetts, which is not one of the several states, which I can prove, is in bed with the United States of America, which is a sovereign body politic, which is totally unconstitutional, except if you use the 14th Amendment. Did you realize that the 10th Amendment has no bearing on the 14th? Yeah. How can that be? See, this stuff is actually true if you understand what they're doing. The 10th Amendment is irrelevant. It stood for years. What's not given to the states or to the we the people is reserved. You say, well, how could that happen? It's not possible. How can you overthrow or basically say this 10th Amendment is irrelevant? By using the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Because we don't understand, we've not been taught. There's a whole several things going on out here that we do not have a clue on. And one of them, I'm going to bring this case up here. It is, let's see, this particular case. I'm working on now the judicial power. That is really a judicial power of the United States, judicial power of a district court, judicial power is such an important issue. This particular case is the American Insurance Company versus 356 bales of cotton. 1828. I got to cite this as 26 U.S. 512. That doesn't sound right. Let's see if that is right at the end here. It is 26 U.S. 511 or 512. Okay, well, that's right then. Didn't sound right. I'm working on this because get these modules. That's how I'm able to put these appellate briefs together fairly quickly, is by using modules on things that definitions and all that. Well, in this, I'm going down here. Let me find it here. This is something that, like I say, that is not understood. They're talking about here, about going on in Florida. And they're talking about the courts down there. They're talking about, can the Key West court be considered a foreign court? It was constituted. This is when the territory of Florida, God Almighty, can you believe what's going on, been going on in Florida and Georgia and Arizona and even Montana? That piece of garbage down there in Georgia won't even, she's lost. And she won't surrender. She's like Hillary. And she wants to take everybody's guns. She wants to get around and take white people's property for reparations for the Civil War. Lady, you lost a long time ago. Lady, slavery's been gone a long damn time. Sheesh. Talk about a racist. And then that idiot down there in Florida, Gilliam or whatever his name is. And these people want open borders. They want to get rid of ISIS. ICE. Go to Bill Still and look at Jeanine Pirro. All of the thousands of arrests on different things. I think it's over 1,000 on murders. Do they not? How could you? There's over 3 billion. I don't even know how many. It might even be 4. 3 billion people, probably half of them are poor in this world. So we just let them all come in? Where do you draw the line? We'll be like in India. We'll be living in a little piece, a little shack, 20 by 20. Who is voting for these people? I know it's fraud. The Democrats are Satan's party. And we got a whole bunch of rhinos that are right in with them. But the Democratic Party is absolutely a satanic cult or thing. They're evil. They vote lockstock. They go lockstep with stuff. That Schumer and some of the, honest to God, a congressman out of New York, I think he is, that black guy up there. God, he's crazy. And that fucking, that Schumer, he's crazy. He's absolutely stark raving mad. Everything he's doing is unconstitutional. If it's for the Constitution, he's against it. For constitutional whatever, oppose him. Oppose everything. It's all about we got to take Trump down. This cannot be. That's not what these people are supposed to be up there for. Oprah went down there for Georgia. That tickled me to death. She down there and all of her money. She still couldn't make it happen, even with all the corruption down there in Georgia. They couldn't pull it off. Anyway, let me get back to this. Can Key West be considered a foreign court? It said it's constituted by Congress or by a power derived from Congress. Yet it may be considered that the United States has two sovereignties. This is a really thing that is not understood. One, over the people of the United States, comma, the other over the territories, and that they are as foreign to each other as the Parliament of England. What are they talking about there? Congress, when it is operating in the District of Columbia or territories, it operates, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay. This is really important because, you see, when you start putting these different things together, when you understand there are two separate sovereignties of Congress, and they're actually foreign to each other. Now, they both use that they are both bound with the Constitution of the United States. But there is a jurisdiction where Congress, and this is in this case too, they have plenary power, but like they said on the list, is on the last part of this, in legislating for the territories, the combined powers of a general and state government. So where does that happen? There are three sovereignties involved, three sovereign, if you will, jurisdictions. One, Congress has absolute power in the District of Columbia and territories and possessions. It sets up municipal corporations, but it has absolute say-so. And it, like it says here, in legislating for them, Congress exercises the combined powers of a general and a state government. That's the national government. So in the District of Columbia and in the territories and possessions, Congress has absolute plenary power. Now, within the several states, Congress has laws of the United States, but it is a limited power. It's not plenary because it shares it with all of the several states, by the way, are sovereign countries. They united together in the, what's called the Union of States, and they put forth the Constitution of the United States. We, the people, and the several states are the two parties to the Constitution of the United States. It's easily proven. It says so, like in the 10th Amendment. Power is not given, it's reserved to the states or to the people. Well, who do you think is the party to the Constitution of the United States? The several states and we the people. So we have a sovereign power of Congress. It has two. One, in the District of Columbia, absolute, and it only legislates for citizens of the United States. In the District of Columbia, it says so. A citizen of the United States is a qualified elector in the District of Columbia. It says so, right in their code. Only in the territories and possessions are there citizens of the United States. Because they're inchoate states. They haven't grown up yet. They're youngins. Congress exercised total plenary power for citizens of the United States. Now, within the several states, they're controlled by the 10th Amendment, which is the Constitution of the United States. All the articles that go forward says, in certain areas, Congress is given absolute total control, supreme law of the land. But there are a whole bunch of things they can't touch because they're not given to them because the states are sovereign. But they did a limited delegation of power to the government of the United States, not the United States of America. There's great confusion out there. The United States of America, under the Articles of Confederation, has never gone away. it only had legislative powers. There was no executive power. There was no judicial power. That was the purpose of the For a More Perfect Union, of a Constitution for the United States of America, being the Constitution of the United States. Three separate branches. So now we have citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia and territories and possessions. In the several states, we have citizens of the several states. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. And I'm trying to lay the groundwork here for some of the things that were brought up in this case where they went away. The United States of America has a sovereign body politic, of which I have 110 cases in the public record I filed. from the Department of Justice into the public record. It cost me $150 to get that done. Never been adjudicated. Counsel for the United States of America never shows up in any of these United States District Courts. The United States District Courts come from the territory of Hawaii. It's never been adjudicated. What the? Why is that? It's right in the revisor's notes. It says it, and it's done by accepted practice. You can't make this stuff up. And nobody's doing anything about it? Well, we're gonna. So I'm getting back to this, because this is, once you have an understanding of it, you can start putting the pieces together. Well, if this is so, then this can't be so. Logic. So now we have the sovereignty of Congress over the District of Columbia and the territories. And guess who that is? Citizens of the United States. It says so in the District of Columbia in the code. Citizens of the United States. I have the books from the territory of Alaska. It says citizens of the United States. They are legislating over what we think are the several states as though we are citizens of the United States. Really? I can prove it. Absolutely. But it all gets back to the same concept as Esau in the Bible. He gave away for lentil beans and some porridge his birthright, and his, which is our birthright. He gave it away, and of course his father okayed it, and he was done. Property and lineage, everything. It's all out down the toilet. The Creator hated him for it, out of Romans. Why is it so important? Because when we come into this world, we have a birthright, inalienable rights to the Creator, and we only get him one way. We are born upon the land, and wherever that land is, like it or not, and I'll use Texas. If you use Texas and you're born on the land in Texas, you are a citizen of Texas, period. End of story. If you don't like it, move to another state. Be a citizen of Florida. Oh, that's a hoo-ha. But you are not a citizen of the United States. A citizen of Texas has the right of the elective franchise to vote for public officers. It has the right of suffrage. A citizen of the United States doesn't have anything. The Supreme Court has said so over and over. Crookshanks, Slaughterhouse, they have no right of the elective franchise. They have no right of suffrage. Well, how can they be doing this then and get away with it? That's the question, because we have the sovereign jurisdiction of one of the several states, like Texas, with a limited delegation to the United States. And where, how can we prove this? Because I always want to, the first time I've come up to it, I come up to it in Rappard's case, and I didn't have enough information in Minnesota. Oh, you're trying to excommunicate. Oh, or expatriate. You're trying to get out of being a citizen here. No. Because under Title 8, United States Code 1101-22B, A says you got to be a citizen of the United States, or B, not a citizen of the United States, but you owe permanent allegiance to the United States. That's us. One thing that I can state, I think, with absolute affirmative, as an unassailable fact, we have the Creator, the truth, and we have the devil or Satan, whoever you want to call it, with the lies. They cannot use exactly the same words. They have to create, they have to be different. So we can discern the difference between the truth and the lie. Our true name is upper and lower case and a proper noun, Christian name. Their world is all caps. And they use a middle initial with no period. These are insignificant things. They're true, but you'll never win with them. They couldn't use the District Court of the United States, which is a constitutional court arising under Article 3, Section 1 and 2, exercising the judicial power of the United States. So they changed its name. They have to. So now we call it United States District Court since 1948. And they say it came from the territory of Hawaii. It is a, you can't have a territorial court, which I'm going to get back to. That's an Article 4 court. It is not a constitutional court. The Supreme Court has said so. So how do we pull this con off? Where's the people that want to fight this stuff? Because they don't understand. I'm getting these modules. I got to put this together because it's almost like writing a book. But I'm researching out this judicial power stuff. How do they pull this off? Well, what they do, I'm going to have to sneeze here. Oh, maybe not. Oh. They use definitions. You and I guarantee you, I don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you're smarter than I am. But I guarantee you, and I am not a stupid person. And I'm not bragging, but I am not. I have great difficulty reading any form, but the statutes and stuff, I've been doing it so long now that I know that what I think I know is baloney. The first thing you have to do is almost everything in there has got some term definition buried in it and means, gives it a whole brand new exclusive use. The Supreme Court has said so. If they say this term and they put it in quotation marks means, guess what? Like I said, I've used many times, dog means cat, dog means car. You can't make this stuff up. It's so ludicrous. We think we're reading, and it's what we don't know that's getting us in trouble that ain't so, because it's not. So how did they pull this off like in 1948? This is one of the things I put in this brief. How did they do it? They do it by definitions. So they go, okay, so now we have the sovereign power of the Congress in D.C. and the territory's possession. That's one jurisdiction. We have another jurisdiction of Congress that is supreme law of the land limited to the things in the Constitution that they can do, commerce and all this other stuff. And they have to create Article 3 courts. Exercising the judicial power of the United States. Admiralty does not arise under the Constitution or the laws of the United States because, you see, it was not created by the Constitution. It's already existed. That's in this case, too. It says a case in admiralty does not, in fact, arise under the Constitution or laws of the United States. These cases are as old as navigation itself, and the law, admiralty, and maritime, as it existed before ages, is applied to our courts to cases as they arise. Okay. Eric, Tennessee, question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, Ralph, can you define the right of suffrage? I've never quite understood that.
Suffrage is like the elective franchise. It's the right to vote for the qualified elector as a public officer for a Republican form of government, of which there has to be three branches. And what that means is, if he's a qualified elector, there's certain qualifications you have to have before you can even take a public office. And you get there by two means. You either get there by the electorate, by the qualified electors, us, being a citizen of Texas, or you're we're in what's your state?
I'm a Tennessee.
Okay, so you'd have to be a citizen of Tennessee, qualified elector, to be able to participate in the elective franchise, which is a political right, and the right of suffrage. Those are political rights. Those can be denied if you are felons or something like that. That can be denied. Civil rights can never be denied. Political rights can be denied. Okay, so now you have a right to vote. Now, the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments are all prohibitions that says if you go to the poll and you're black, white, purple, Muslim, or whatever the hell, whatever you be, you can enter that building. That's all it says. It prohibits discrimination from you entering the building. But under the act, or under the right of suffrage, elective franchise, you are entitled only as a qualified elector, if you are a citizen of Tennessee, to actually vote for a public officer, to actually have a ballot and sign.
So that would be I am not a U.S. citizen, but I am a Tennessean.
Say that again, please.
That is, I'm not a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment, but I'm a Tennessean.
A 14th citizen. Amendment citizen has changed nothing. It has absolutely no bearing. Says Crookshank, Slaughterhouse, all those said that 14th Amendment changed nothing. It was basically about the southern states that were Confederate states. Once they joined the Union, it didn't have a bearing. How about those apples?
Okay.
And it was strictly for the blacks. And they were screwing the blacks because they give them civil rights without political rights. Or the Confederacy.
Didn't they screw us all by putting us on the plantation at that point?
Say again?
Didn't they screw us all by putting us all on the plantation at that point?
Nope. Because then, you see, they got this started, and they did the 14, because it says subject to the jurisdiction. How can you live in a country?
Yep.
How can you be in Tennessee and say you subject to the jurisdiction? If you're in Tennessee, every law has application, right? Yes or no? It's a yes. So they said subject to the jurisdiction. And they waited 2 years, 1870, and they said, oh, by the way, you know, all you black folk, we're going to give you political rights. You can be naturalized. Took them 4 years, but nobody knows about 1870's case. Because, you see, there's two things, civil rights and political rights. Civil rights are under the law of nations and in any of the several states, which says if you're in Tennessee and you own land in Alaska, or somebody's in France and they own land in Tennessee, they will be treated equally in the courts. They will be treated as in all legal stuff, as far as property, contract law, everybody's the same. You can never take away civil rights. But you sure as the heck can take away political rights, which says, you don't have a right to be a qualified elector to choose who is going to represent us or none of that. And you can't even run for office because we've taken away your political rights because you're a criminal or whatever, or you're not qualified. And you only have political rights in one of the several states at a time, but you have to have a domicile. Now, I've done this in Alaska. They don't stop you up here. I put in my public record, my status. I got to get it updated. But once it's in the public record under Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it's authenticated. It's there. They won't stop me. I even got a driver's license up here. I crossed out Citizen of the United States and put in Citizen of Alaska. And I'm sitting there looking at this lady. Come on, lady. Could this deny me? Come on. She never even blinked. And I got a copy of it. All driver's licenses, the Motor Voter Act, goes directly to the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. And it's only for citizens of the United States. And it's only for federal offices. There was not one constitutional election, actually even for the federal, but we'll just say that we'll leave that out now. There was not one constitutional election of any officers of any of the several states. It's prohibited by the National Voter Registration Act because all the states have signed up for it. And it says you cannot elect. It's only for the president, vice president, Congress, and of course, D.C. Well, wait a minute. How does that work? D.C. is a separate venue and jurisdiction. There are no state officers. That's why there are no constitutional courts in any of the several states. There's no elections for them. especially since 1993 and before. It's prohibited by law. That's where I got into what I was talking about, the 10th Amendment. South Carolina, I think it was, sued. And they said the 10th Amendment is irrelevant. Really? Did we have, since the 13th and 14th and the 50s, where you got to go look at what those amendments are? They are prohibitive amendments. They prohibit something, but they are not what's called affirmative or original. They don't grant you nothing. It's just saying, thou shalt not. But you, when you go to vote, thou shalt not make. There's no discrimination. Okay? Jim, New York, hello? Question, comment on the show? On our subject?
Yes, sir. Yes, I was listening to a show earlier today on RBN, and I just wanted to get your opinion on secession of states. For example, Virginia, when they seceded from West Virginia, I'm sorry, seceded from Virginia itself. And also there's a movement in California as a secession from the state of California. I'm just curious what your opinion is on.
Well, that's a tough nut to crack. Now, I can tell you Texas reserved that right when they came in. That's the only state that I'm aware of that did that. Now, to actually secede, because these are supposed to be a perpetual union, so where that would end up, I really don't know.
Well, because, I'm just curious, and, you know, historically, reality, how did West Virginia do that?
Because in reality, the sovereign state should be able to, but did they sign into this perpetual union and they can't be dissolved? I don't have an answer for that. I'm sorry. All I can tell you is Texas. I think Texas actually has a vote on it, I think, every so often, 10 years or 20 years or so. I don't remember, something like that, if they heard that. But that's the only state that reserved that right to do that. And what the real problem is, we have a republic that's been overthrown. And you know why? Do you know why it's been overthrown?
Yes,
why?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just asking, why?
Oh, no. You know what it is. I'm a fervent RBN listener,
Okay, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Let me answer the question. Because you and I don't know who we are. Only citizens of the several states are party to the Constitution of the United States. And only the several states are supposed to be electing Congress.
Well, can I hold on to...
Sure, you can. Yeah, we got to go pay some bills here, because somebody's got to pay some money to keep RBN on the air so you can hear my wonderful voice. Hoo-ha.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. See, the problem isn't making new states, seceding. The problem is understanding that each one of these states are the several states, they're sovereign countries, and to get back to our Republican form of government, because we have to find out who we are.
Yes, but my understanding is that, you know, states can do this.
I'm sorry, what? You know, your understanding is what?
My understanding is that states can secede, such as West Virginia in 1861 seceded from Virginia itself as a you know, totality. And
I
my understanding is now that...
So I don't have an answer for that. It seems logical that they should be able to, that you can never enter into something. You know, especially we have the right, if the government gets out of control, we can do something about it. But the problem is we don't understand who we are.
I think I said
we just don't understand who we are. Citizen Demi Knight's
got I mean, that's
it's
another.
It's like being a CEO of a corporation. It's a fictional, statutory, made-up status. Stop and consider this. Doesn't the Declaration of Independence say we're all equal and all that nonsense, right?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Then how can a citizen of the United States, Congress says, oh, by the way, you're a minority black, so we're going to give you a preference. Oh, you're an Indian on the land, so you're in a sovereign nation, and we can't touch you, but yet you can vote in our elections. And now, like in Alaska, let's see, you can go out and kill moose and Paleface can't. You can go out and get ivory along the ocean and Paleface can't. So how can a citizen, if we're all equal, apply to citizens of the United States? Because it is a discretionary, statutory, made-up fictional law.
Correct. But would you see that as, and again, they did this in 1861. It wasn't, you know, a modern, secession. You know?
I haven't researched
it.
You
said, okay.
Get opinion. So anything I would say to that is facts. Like I say, it sounds logical. But that's not the solution to California. That's not the solution to our republic. Our solution is to get to the root of the tree and find out who we are. And we already have all of the stuff there. We just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a plausible attack to it? You know, like, for example, I live in upstate New York. I have no connection to anybody that lives in New York City. You know, would I love to see a secession from, you know, upstate New York from the city of New York? You know, it's a you know, pipe dream or whatever, but ideologically, there's no actually connection to it. So, and then, for example, in California, there is a movement for, you know, such a ideological movement, if you want to call it that.
But that's not the solution. This is why we have the House of Representatives and why we have two senators. Because population can't overpower.
You know as well as I do, that was left up to the state. That was left up to the state to select them. But unfortunately, that got turned upside down.
Well,
and now
that's the 17th Amendment. Because you see, under contract law, the Constitution is basically a contract. There are no several states anymore because they turned it over to a fictional citizen of the United States to vote. That's why I've tracked it back to 1913. From 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest was only United States. As soon as the 17th Amendment passed, from 1913 to 1916, they went from United States to United States of America. You will never find in these United States District Courts the word United States as the real party of interest.
I understand that. Is it plausible that we can back the truck up to 1861?
I don't know what that would mean. But anyway, if you want to hold over, we got to go to break here soon.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.